Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this inspirational, educational, and motivational episode, we will talk about problem solving. And this is problem solving in a super simplified way by one of my heroes, Jim Rohn. Let's jump to it. To solve any problem, there are three questions you should ask yourself. First question. What could I do? What can I do? Second question. What could I read? What can I read? Third, who can I ask? And the real problem is usually two or three questions deep, meaning that you have to ask one or two or more follow-up questions. So, if you want to go after someone else's problem, you have to be aware that most people will not reveal what the real problem is if you just ask, you know, for instance, how are you doing? Why isn't it working? Normal ego shield or ego response is it's someone else's fault. So, what can I do? What can I read, and who can I ask? Neil Armstrong once said, "You only have to solve two problems when going to the moon. First, how to get there, and second, how to get back." And the key here in this story is don't leave until you solved both problems. So, never attack a problem without also having a solution. So, that's a key thing in your career. That's one of the advice I would have wished that I got when I started my career, that don't just present a problem. And this is one of the principles in focused productivity of extreme ownership. So, you know, we have a challenge in Flawed that is called 21 days of complaining, meaning you should strive once in your life to go 21 days without complaining. And there's a book about this called Complaint-Free World. I recommend it. And you could use tricks like having a rubber band. So every time you complain, you start again, begin again. And you move that rubber band. But the principle is not simply to stop complaining. It is to take ownership of your complaining. And this is a life principle that you could take wherever area, finance, personal health, parenting, career, etc. So let's jump back to the problem solving. Never attack a problem without also presenting a solution. So it's the same with this complaining challenge, actually. That's what's triggered my mind, that if you're complaining, you're allowed to complain if you also present a solution, because a problem can be presented to yourself by complaining. And the best place to solve a problem is on paper. So this was wisdom, timeless wisdom from Jim Rohn, and I almost read directly from an article I saved in my second brain. Let's see how long time ago I saved it. Give me one sec. I saved this 2015, so almost 10 years ago. And this one helped me a lot. So let's reiterate. What can I do? What can I read? And who can I ask? Best of luck to you in solving all the problems you have. And talk to you in the next class.